This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm now joined in the studio by Penny Carter from Penelope's Pit Stop. Hello there, Penny. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jackie. It's my pleasure.
And so it's a very interesting background you've had, because you started off as a social worker for MenCap before moving into the hotel industry.
That's
right. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I studied my degree in Newcastle, and my degree was in psychology. I then had a master's degree to start in speech and language pathology, but I didn't take that up due to the funding and the finance aspect. So I decided I would do some voluntary work with adults with physical and mental disabilities, and that led me down the route to volunteer for MenCap and then train as a residential social worker. But at the age of 21 to 23, it was all rather stressful. They'd rehoused all of the people from institutions into the community. They closed the institutions. And really, for those people who had always lived their life in an institution, it was too radical a change. And it was also a very demanding role for somebody of my age at that time, who didn't have very much life experiences dealing with people with mental and physical disabilities in the community environment. So it led very quickly to one of my clients sort of attacking me in their home, which then I thought life is rather too short, and I went travelling around the world for a couple of years, which then led me down the route into sales and into hotels randomly.
And, oh, well, how exciting. So wherever did you work then for your hotel?
I started my hotel world life in Sydney, in Darling Harbour, and I worked at a place called the Farama Hotel, which I believe now is a Holiday Inn 20-odd years later. And I worked front of house in the restaurant and the bar. And you sort of get bitten by the bug. It's a very enjoyable industry, very social, lots of entertaining. And so when I came back to the UK, Forte Hotels, as they were, they don't exist any longer, they were advertising for people with sales experience for 2 years. And I went along to these mass interviews, hundreds of us, and I got selected to represent the Midlands cluster. So I worked for Birmingham, Coventry and Leicester, and the variety of Forte hotels that sat in that region. And that's how I started my sales and marketing career.
So your remit then was to get on the phone and sell the hotel services?
Yeah, face-to-face appointments. We had ridiculous appointment targets of 20 per week, which on top of your admin and your follow-up, it really doesn't work. But the principle in those days was the more people you can get in front of, the better the sales opportunity, which isn't really how it works in this day and age.
No.
It's very much a financial target now rather than an appointment target. But I would have been mid to late 20s then, and it was very social. I enjoyed meeting new people and going out and selling the hotels, the entertainment side of it. But I think the older you get, the more tiring that becomes.
Right. And so at what point did you think, right, I'm going to go and start my own business? I've had enough of this.
I did think about it about 9 years ago, because I needed a Penelope's Pit Stop. So I'd had a skiing accident, dislocated my right shoulder for the sixth time. So I could barely dress myself. I wasn't able to drive for 12 weeks. I couldn't do my shopping. And at that time, I worked at Edgbaston Stadium. So I headed up the non-match day team. But I had to work remotely for 12 weeks while the shoulder healed. And I lived in the Kenilworth area in Warwickshire. And it isn't quite as affluent a market as maybe down here in Weybridge and Surrey and the feeder market into London. So I was without a Penelope's Pit Stop, but I did buy the domain name 9 years ago. And then when I reached my late 40s earlier this year, I was working 3 or 4 nights a week and weekends with no loo time. And I think you do get to a point where you think, I need quality of life. And actually, I want to be helping other people. And I felt I needed a Penelope's Pit Stop through my career. So if I needed that, surely there are other people out there who require assistance a few hours a week just to make life a little bit easier.
Sure. So the idea then came to you when you had the skiing accident.
Absolutely.
And you had to sort of fend for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. I just didn't have the guts to take it through then. And I guess without consciously thinking about it, for the last 9 years, I've been building the business plan. And I guess, you know, I just got to a point in January where I was exhausted with working 80, 90 hours a week in hotels, and the commute into London was 90 minutes each way, that I just thought, it's now or never.
Good for you. How exciting. Yes. I do know about what you mean about the hotel industry. I worked in it as well. It's very, very time consuming. Yeah. So what were your first, well, how did you actually set up the business then?
So the first thing was obviously the domain name and to look at the content for the website. A friend of mine hosts websites, and he put me in touch with a designer who was based up in Manchester. And we designed the content and the copy together. And then I reached out via social media channels. So there's Nextdoor Oatland at Oatlands Village. And there are lots of Facebook groups locally. And I found my photographer, a lovely lady called Flossie Gibbon, who is a portrait specialist and also photographs live events. So it was a good fit for me, and Flossie made me feel really comfortable, so we did the website design, and then I went out on LinkedIn and social media channels, and I hadn't really appreciated the power of social media, so I posted to all my contacts, which is about 2,000 people, that I'd launched Penelope's Pit Stop. And within 30 minutes, the reach had hit about 10,000 because I'd asked everybody to like and share. And within an hour, a lady that I used to work with a few years ago for Devere venues, a lady called Lindsay Taylor, had contacted me and said her business had taken off really well. She'd been established for 3 years, but she had too much work. Would I take on a contract for her for one day a week? And that's how it all started.
How fantastic. Yeah. And that was only in February.
I resigned in January. The website was live around about May. So my first piece of business came in June.
So what sort of services do you offer?
So it's really for time poor individuals, whether you're a busy mom or somebody who has their own business. I will do all the jobs that you either don't want to do, can't be bothered to do, or don't have time to do, as providing they're within my skill set. So, for example, if you needed a bookkeeper, I'm not qualified, but I can certainly source somebody to fill that requirement. What I have learned, though, is the challenge with the business is that those very busy people are very hard to reach, and there lies a bit of a flaw in the plan when I first set up is how do you get to the people who need your services. So I'm still working through that at the moment.
So can you give us some examples of the sorts of clients that you help?
So I work with a lady who's a cognitive behavioural therapist, but she also has a charity called Work Stress Solutions. And she is very much of the belief that as you have a first aider in the workplace, you should also have a mental health first aider. And I'm working on a project with her to reach businesses in the Surrey area who will be willing to train people in mental health first aid so that there should be one in the workplace. So we're also lobbying and creating white papers so that this hopefully will become a national standard that you would have a mental health first aider in every workplace in the future.
Right. And then so presumably with your background, you give sales support and
exactly.
You also give VA services, virtual assistant services.
Yeah. So it could be physically at your place of work or your home, or it could be a remote position that I fulfill for you in terms of administrative services. Another example is a lady who's a musician who lives in a beautiful grade one listed building in Richmond, and unfortunately they have had building work done but not it hasn't reached the standard it should have done, and I'm working through a list of electrical, plumbing and building problems that this couple have because they have really been missold services. So I'm finding professionals to put right the problems that they're now experiencing in their home.
Right.
Which is very upsetting for them.
I'm sure.
You know, it's finding those tradespeople who are reliable, trustworthy, and that takes so much time because you do book them in and then people don't turn up, or they come and look at a problem in your home but then you never receive the quote, and simply busy people just don't have don't want to or don't have time to take a day off work, potentially a day's holiday, to try and get all of these problems resolved, because you can't do it all in one day.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Would you say that your services are more sort of office skills, or is it sort of across the board?
Across the board, and that variety suits me as well, because if it's all office skills, then I find that I'm working remotely from home and very little interaction. So I like that mix of business that would either require me to come to your home or business, a little bit of myself working from home, but also we've had a breakthrough today with one of the companies that I've approached in Woking, and the cognitive behavioural therapist I work for has asked me to come along to that meeting to support her, and as a result of that, she's also asked me to train some of her volunteers in sales and marketing and how to ask the right questions to get through the door, because as we all know, businesses are probably approached by charities several times a week. So to actually get a success from two companies out of 30 I've contacted so far has also led to this lady asking me to run a training course for her volunteers. So
that's very interesting,
fantastic,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So what sort of clients are you looking for?
Penelope's Pit Stop, personally, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, just time poor individuals who want to feel that they can give me their to-do list and breathe a sigh of relief knowing that I will work through that as we agree on whatever time scale, whether that be an hourly basis, a daily basis, or on a regular contract. And you would know and have the trust in me that I will do everything on that list to the very best of my ability. I'll report back and feed back to you. And then, you know, there's that feeling when I meet the client and we have the initial consultancy of 60 minutes, then they know that they can trust me, I will complete the task, and there's an immediate sense of relief that that to-do list is underway.
What are the most common things you're asked to do?
There isn't anything.
There
that's
isn't.
Common. No, it's very different depending upon the nature of the work that the person I'm employed by gives me. So it's
okay.
Very varied.
And what sort of costs are we talking about if somebody wanted to hire you?
So there could be, we can do it either half daily, a daily rate, or an hourly rate. So an hourly rate would be greater than, you know, somebody who might employ me on a daily basis. So if you were to look at a daily rate, we're in the region of around £250 for 8 hours.
Right, okay. And are you still getting most of your clients through LinkedIn?
No, it's actually through referral. Oddly, one of the clients I came across, a friend, was coming over from New Zealand for a holiday. I met her for lunch. She was with another friend, and this friend recommended me to her sister-in-law. So it's all word of mouth. But oddly, I've had very good success through schools' newsletters. So the electronic newsletters go to the parents each week. A friend of mine has included me a couple of times, and from there I've picked up a couple of clients through those newsletters because of the
brilliant
recommendation.
Yes, fantastic. Well, it sounds as though you're well on your way now.
Yes. Could always looking for new people to work with. But
I mean, since you've only just set up in February, you know, it's you're not even a year old.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
And the great thing is it's just so varied. And people are genuinely pleased to hear from you and see you because I guess I'm providing a good service, and it's taken a lot of stress away from their day-to-day life.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it. Would you like to give us your website details?
Sure. You can find me at www.penelopespitstop.co.uk.
Okay, thank you very much, Penny.
Thank you, Jackie.
So that was Penny Carter from Penelope's Pit Stop.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.